Coming to you live from Housing Wire's The Gathering in the Final Offer podcast studio, I'm Sarah Wheeler, and I'm here with Tim Quirk, co-founder of Final Offer. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Sarah. Love being here.
I am so excited you're here, and I just have to give a shout out to the Final Offer podcast studio you guys set up. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of everything going on, and yet we can go ahead and record here, so very cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're happy to do it. You guys have always been great to us, and to be able to put some folks on the hot seat over the next few days with some provocative questions should be fun.
We are pulling them off and doing that. So first, you know, what I want to talk to you about is how agents can differentiate themselves in this market. But let's start at a high level first and give me your perspective, right? The question on everyone's mind is, how is the industry responding, you know, now that we have NAR's settlement, but also now that the DOJ has jumped in? So from your perspective, at kind of a high level, what do you see?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So our clients are brokerages and real estate agents, and we sit right at the heart of what this is all about, which is the negotiation and how things happen at that part of the transaction. And so with us, we see more than anything a lot of uncertainty. And I think, you know, depending on where you are within the actual industry itself. So if you're an individual real estate agent, and if you're in the luxury market versus if you're in, say, you know, the average type of properties prices, there's some differences in how people are approaching it. Like, we're hearing from the folks at the luxury end, it's really not going to change. They don't think anything will change because their clients understand that it's just a deal and it's been part of the negotiation the entire time. I think for folks that are first-time home buyers, right, this is a whole different thing. And so the agents that represent them, yeah, they are getting a lot of questions about commission and value and what am I paying for. And so on both sides of the spectrum, the questions are there. I think how they handle it, well, time will tell based off of what occurs.
I also just think, you know, now more than ever, the agent has to do a really good job, you know, talking about what their real value is, but also understanding what underlies some of those questions, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of uncertainty. We've heard of people going, oh, well, should I wait to buy a house so they don't have to pay so much? I mean, it's just craziness out there.
Yeah. And the fact is, will it reduce home prices? I mean, this is, you guys know supply and demand. I don't think a commission is going to change that. You know, the way that a lot of folks are asking the question, it all comes back to when I think about myself, when I first bought a house, right? This is back in the early 2000s, and we worked with an agent. We didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
And she's like, here, sign this contract, and this is how it works. I'm like, well, what do we pay you? She's like, well, you don't pay me. Unless, right? And it was an interesting conversation. I'm like, how does that work? And I'm scratching my head. And, you know, I might not be, I feel like I'm an intelligent person, but I was confused. And so I think that's where a lot of folks come from, is that with this confusion, how could you differentiate yourself is to get the confusion out of the market by just being upfront with how it works. And I think that these changes, with whatever changes, it will, I believe that it's going to raise the professionalism of the entire industry, so that agents are having these conversations upfront and are able to have a discussion with their clients that they can actually understand what this means and how it impacts them so that they can move forward with the best way that they can.
So part of the perspective you have comes from the Canadian market. And, you know, they do things a little bit different. Maybe they're a little bit ahead of us when it comes to how they handle the buyer agent. What do you think we could learn from them?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So we just launched Final Offer in Toronto a couple weeks ago. And what's interesting about there is that they have actually gone a bit further when it comes to transparency in the transaction. And so what they did a few years ago was they have a way that they have to register when an offer comes in. And so it sounds subtle, right? Where the agents can go into, there's a couple different systems they typically do this in. And if there's an offer there, they have to register that it's there. So that if I'm being represented by an agent and I want to make an offer on a property, my agent can ask the listing agent, how many offers do you have and can you prove it? And they can prove that they exist. They're not telling you what they are, but they're at least telling you that, yes, those exist. What's been fascinating about the market there is that even with that, consumers still have a level of distrust with exactly, well, what does that mean for me? And I think it's all about what does it mean for me, because depending on the market, what we've seen across the country and now in Canada is that different markets do things differently. One thing that they do differently is price property differently. if you look at a list price, right? I think we talked about this a couple months ago. When you look at a list price is just an advertisement. It doesn't mean anything in the real world. Now, the thing is, depending on the market you're in, some folks think that the list price is what the house should sell for and that they should have to take an offer if you made an offer for the list price. But that's actually not true. And so if you look around the United States, if you go to Boston, Washington, D.C., those markets kind of uphold that type of thinking where I list a property for $800,000. If we get an offer for $800,000, we should probably take it or something near it. Now go to Oakland, California. Go to Toronto in Ontario. The list prices sometimes are anywhere 20, 30% less than what they think they're going to go for.
Wow.
That causes a whole other concern with the consumer marketplace, being like, what do I need to, this is what we've heard since we've gone to Toronto. Can you just tell me what the real price is? Because they don't believe it. So it's fascinating to see. So as an agent and as a real estate professional, how can you then provide information to your client to be effective? And that's what we're finding from a differentiation perspective. How do you navigate those waters when that's what's occurring market by market?
I really think that there's so much that a buyer's agent does. And I know, you know, so one thing about final offer is that you're not trying to disintermediate the agent. That's not the goal. So maybe you can tell us about how does final offer work in a way that works with the agent and you're not just trying to like circumvent that.
Yeah. And so for those folks that don't know what final offer is, we built an offer negotiation platform that allows real estate agents to be able to negotiate with as much or as little transparency as they like. Okay. But in all cases, whenever an offer gets made on a property that's using our platform, it's registered on the site. Everyone knows for a fact, and it's not, and I'm saying everyone, agents and consumers can see that in real time and get real time alerts when an offer comes in if they want to sign up for it. They can get text messages on properties or neighborhoods that you care about, right? So when you look at, Sarah, I just lost it. Sorry.
I asked you how final offer, you know, comes in, but doesn't disintermediate the agent.
So one thing that has been really important for us is that we are here to protect the role of the real estate agent and to reinforce the value that they provide. And so when you look at what does a real estate agent do for you, whether you're on the list side or whether you're trying to buy a property, they're there to consult you. They're there to guide you. They're to give you as much information as they can about what you're trying to accomplish in the moment. And what we do is we provide more information than anyone has ever had when the actual transaction is occurring, right? That doesn't exist today. You don't know how many offers are there. Sometimes you might know the price and terms of it, right? Those are the types of things that why can't we just go in and purchase a property and know that's what we're doing for the real estate agent. And so for the agents that use our platform, even if you're working on the buy side, which is so critical for especially first-time home buyers to have someone that they can know and trust is there fending for them to get what they need, they're able to have that type of information to be able to help. And, you know, if you look at, Damien at Realtor.com, right? He just put an op-ed out there, and I think they listed 100 and something points of what an agent does for you. And I'm really proud of them doing that because we found that so many agents actually don't understand the value that they provide. A lot of them just think it's signing a contract for their client. And that's fearful to them because they actually do all these things, but somehow they don't realize it. And so to be able to shed light on how they actually help their client, I think is going to be beneficial for the industry because then us as consumers will start to understand what the agent actually does for that commission, which we believe, they do earn that commission, but you need to expose what you do. And so if you can expose what you do with real information and be able to prove that, that's what final offer does for the agent is to actually expose the results that they provide to their clients. And then the agents can use that data as a way to be able to then market themselves and their businesses with the consumer moving forward.
You know, it's pretty radical transparency to be able to see all the offers on a property and then what it sold for because, you know, especially you think about the market of 21, which in some areas we're in a multiple offer situation still. But, you know, where it's like you are going to go, okay, how much can I absolutely afford to do and maybe overpay because you have no idea who else is bidding on this or what they're bidding. And so really, I think especially in that situation, we saw people bid up in a way that was pretty, you know, maybe didn't really reflect the value of the property at the end.
Right. And that's dangerous. Right. And so when you look at that, at the end of the day, you know, all the agents that we work with, and we work with some really great ones, they'll sit there and tell you, I didn't sell the house for that. The market said it. Right. And so if you can give people that are interested in something the information for them to be able to make the choice, can they pick to win? Can they choose to lose? Right. Why can't you do that? That ultimately will get you the outcome that you're looking for as a seller. We're proving it with data that you can generate more money for your property. And at the same time, buyers, even if they pay more in certain cases, if it's a hot competitive property, buyers will pay more for the certainty to know that they can actually purchase it, or that there is truly others that are sitting there that would pay that amount of money. And that is what's important, because when we go and we survey the buyers, you always hear about buyer's remorse. To your point, I just put in $400,000 more than maybe I should have. And you wake up the next morning and they're like, oh, what did I just do? We find that that doesn't happen when they're able to actually see it and then make a conscious decision for themselves, which is just, we find that to, that that's really important for both parties.
So this data, so when an agent has final offer, when they've signed up to final offer, they can offer that. That's one way that they can differentiate themselves, is be like, listen, we're bringing transparency, and like, this benefits you, the consumer. What other things do you see them doing?
Yeah. So, you know, when you think about, so think about where you live, right? And if a property goes up for sale in your neighborhood, what's the first thing you question? What's it going to sell for?
Right.
Right. And no one can watch this today. I can go to any of the portals and I can sign up and register and save a property, and it's great. But I have no idea what it's going to sell for. I have no idea if anyone put an offer on it. So if you could go around your neighborhood and start scanning QR codes on sign riders of properties that you want to see and watch in real time, you can, right? So agents, what they're doing with us is they're using it as a marketing platform to be able to showcase with the neighborhood and blanket the neighborhood to say, hey, this, they're not sending out for sale cards or just sold cards. They're saying, would you like to watch your property's home sell in real time? You can follow along, scan here, right? The other piece of it that I think is so important is look at all the televisions that are around us right now. When you walk into an open house, you don't know anything about that property. And most people are going to duck their head. They don't want to look the agent in the eye. And they just want to walk around the house. They don't want to be sold on this kitchen or that. They just want to see it. Well, now if you're able to actually expose how the process is being run, and if there are offers on the property already, imagine putting that on the television for people to be able to see and have a conversation. It builds trust. And that's the whole piece, that we've been hearing about transparency now for the last year, but not a lot of folks are talking about how do you provide transparency. If you can provide the information in the heart of the deal that people care about, and they can see it for themselves and believe it, transparency leads to trust. And if you can use trust as a way to be able to grow your business, we feel like that can rise all tides for the entire industry.
Well, and I think this is going to be the game changer, because we're already hearing about buyers who are going straight to the listing agents,
yeah,
or to the sellers. And they're just like, hey, you know, you should go with me because I don't have an agent, and it'll save you money. And, you know, anybody worth their salt goes, oh, that's not worth it. You should not do that.
Yeah.
You should not, you know, have a buyer who has no idea what's going on. And so if you're an agent and you're like, you know, listen, this is the reason why you shouldn't do that, right? Like, if you're the buyer, like, you need this information. If you're going straight to the listing agent, that person has nothing, like, they don't have to tell you all the things that, you know,
right,
you might need to know.
That's right. And at the end of the day, it's still a negotiation.
Right.
So when you go to, if a consumer goes directly to the listing agent, all that they're really looking for is a deal, right? They're just looking for a deal. Are they going to get that deal? Maybe, maybe not. They may not know. So the ability to have good representation and being helped through that process, we feel is critical. I mean, and we feel so critical with it. You know, we just announced this last week. So Second Century Ventures, who I think you know those folks, you know, so they invested in our platform. So now you have, from the industry itself with NAR, believing that this is the way of the future when it comes to being able to provide more transparent negotiations and more information to the consumer and the agent, because this is going to be the role of the agent moving forward. And the fact that it hasn't come today, I think, is because technology companies have tried to cut the agent out. When the agent truly is at the heart of this, you need to embrace them and give them new modern tools to work the way that we all want to work with them. we just want to know what we need to do, and we want to have the information at our fingertips.
You know, one of the things that came up in the trial for the Sister Burnett trial against NAR, the lawsuit, was just that people generally really like their own agent, but they're how they thought about agents in general, real estate agents. To me, I was really surprised that people maybe had a negative view of their real estate agent. I think of agents, and of course, I know a ton of really great agents, right? Yeah. It's part of our job to know the top agents and who's doing what. I think of them as being, you know, incredibly professional, the people who are involved in their community, all these kind of things. So if you have this sort of data and the transparency to show them, like, this is what it actually, you know, sold for. Yeah. These are the bids you got. I think you would also be, just in a larger sense, building trust that this is a profession, that this person has data, that this is not just some, like, who knows if I needed to go up that high or if I could have won the bid if I had just gone a little higher, right?
That's right. And I think that is what we've seen has resonated with the consumer base so much, is that for so many people that are selling their home, and if you ask them, when you bought this home, and you had your whole family here for 20-something years, if you can go back in time and imagine you lost out on this home by $5,000 or $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever that is, would you, if knowing, what would you have done? And they're like, I don't know how I could sell my house any other way because that just makes sense to me, right? And that's what's really important. I think the reason that there's such a lack of distrust in the market has to do with a couple of things. One, we don't, as consumers, don't buy and sell property that often. So we just don't know what's happening. The second thing is what's interesting is that, I think we might have told you this before too, you know, we've pulled hundreds of agents on webinars, and we just ask them a simple question, do you trust other agents? And that number comes down, and it's at 91% of agents say they don't trust other agents. And so it's about the process. And so the challenge is if they don't trust each other, then how do we expect everyone else to trust the process of how it works? And what's been fascinating for us is we have some real estate professionals on our team that still practice real estate and are working in our company.
Nice.
And they have been, we're not in every state. And so some of them operate in states where they can't use our platform yet. And so they're using the techniques of being transparent and open in those discussions. And they're telling the other agents where they stand and what they need to do. If they want to make an offer, they'll be accepted. And the agents don't believe them.
Wow.
So
like that's the level that we're at, that they don't even realize
but
that. Like,
that's wild, right?
Yeah,
and it's like,
it is.
And so if you can provide a platform where there's more trust that they can say, no, because it's here, we know we can trust that that's correct. They would have ended up, those buyers would have made out, but they didn't know.
Well, so, you know, I mean, so personal example, I bought a house not too long ago. I've had a ton of pest control companies come by and be like, you want to sign up with us? You know, I've owned several homes, had pest control for decades. And this guy was like, you know, it's going to cost you X amount to sign up and this much a month. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not interested. I know that, you know, that's pretty high. He's like, okay. He immediately cut the upfront thing by like $200. Mm. And I was like, that does not create trust in the consumer. Cause then I go, so if I had said yes, you're just, you know, I mean, you're okay to rip me off there. So I think it's that whole thing. The more people know that this is, like, you could say, oh, well, I have five offers. Do you really have five offers? Yeah. How do I know if you really have five offers? So I do think that this is a really important step to be like, we can have data, we can have transparency, and we can go forward.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, to wrap it up, it's that what we, at conferences like yours and everywhere else, the main topics have been, what's transparency mean? And how do you differentiate yourself as an agent? How do you show your value? And what we're finding is that agents that are using concrete data and examples and are able to then use that in the way that they approach the market are having tremendous success. And so regardless of what happens with the lawsuit and commissions and everything else, I still personally believe those folks are going to command a premium when it comes to working with them as real estate professionals because they do a good job and they'll be able to actually expose and share what they do. Right. And that's how you provide value in terms of how much you make. And that's just the way that pretty much everything is in life. It's,
and that's how you're going to win in this market, which we are already seeing people who are doing well in this market, despite all of the challenges, despite, like you said, all the lawsuits. They're controlling what they can control. And this is one of those things. Well, Tim, thank you so much for sitting down, talking to us again about transparency and what the latest is. So thanks.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show and leave a comment. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for more news and insight.